The country once at the heart of communism, Russia, is now a very different place politically. This week, President Vladimir Putin shut down one of the country's main news agencies called RIA Novosti. Critics say this is yet another example of Putin tightening his grip on the Russian media. Mark Bennett is a British author based in Moscow. His upcoming book, Kicking the Kremlin, is about Russia's anti-Putin protest movement. And he worked for RIA Novosti until this past May.
It was a good place to work. I was sent to Chechnya, to Iran, to North Korea, the places that it would have been hard for a journalist with a foreign-based news agency to get into. But obviously, Moscow has fairly good relations with Tehran and Pyongyang, and so it was easier for them to send me there.
It is state-run. How did you feel that?
Not at all. I mean, when I started, it was during President Medvedev's term, who was attempting to liberalize, or as he called it, modernize Russia. And part of this was a revamp of RIA Novosti, which is a very old news agency dating from the Soviet period. It was actually founded 2 days after Nazi Germany invaded the Soviet Union. And for a lot of the time, it was dealing with the usual Soviet kind of propaganda. Basically, when Medvedev came in with his liberal ideas, he wanted to have like a normal, quote-unquote, news agency in Russia, and it was decided that RIA Novosti would be this. And they started to attract lots of foreigners with experience in international media organizations. I mean, when I was working there were people with experience at the New York Times, and Associated Press, The Guardian.
I mean, it seems like RIA Novosti was a positive sign that the Kremlin could kind of trot out there, that even a state-run news agency, there's a semblance of free expression. Why did Putin go after it suddenly?
Well, as I said, it was Medvedev's baby, really. I mean, he was Medvedev. I mean, there's some debate as to whether or not he was really sincere about his attempts to liberalize Russia, to modernize Russia. But I mean, it seems like he was. It just wasn't very effective. When I was working there, it was quite surreal sometimes, especially when the protests were on. I was writing stories with leads, for example, like tens of thousands of people marched through the center of Moscow chanting, "Putin is a thief," yesterday. And then at the end of the week, I would get my Kremlin paycheck, you know, which was a very bizarre experience. But, and obviously, I think that kind of irritated a lot of people in the Kremlin. But that's what I'm talking about here is the English language service. Yeah? The Russian language service wasn't quite as free. I mean, compared to other state media in Russia, they were amazing.
What have you been hearing from your former colleagues at RIA Novosti? How do they see the shakeup?
Well, no one really knows what's going on. I mean, the agency is going to be closed down, and it's going to be in its place. There's going to appear a new news agency called Russia Сегодня, which translates as Russia Today, which is the same name as the international news channel, the Kremlin-funded English-language news channel, Russia Today, which is also known as RT.
RT, right.
So I don't think it's a coincidence that they've chosen the same name.
What is Vladimir Putin's endgame here? I assume he's the one who's kind of engineering all this.
Well, Putin doesn't know much about the media, really. I mean, Putin thinks that journalists can't be independent, that anyone who writes anything critical of anyone is doing it for money and because they've been ordered to do it. Putin was looking at what RIA Novosti was producing. I was thinking, why? Let's just tell them what to write. And the man who's going to head this new news agency is one of the most notorious, controversial television presenters in Russia today. His name's Dmitry Kiselyov. He'd been one of the most vocal supporters of the anti-gay law. He was on national television. He suggested that the law wasn't harsh enough. I think it just suggests that a darkness is spreading over Russia.
Mark Bennett, author and journalist in Moscow, thanks for your time.
Thank you.